A group of nonprofit organizations sent a letter to Governor Eric Holcomb this week, urging him to reconsider a rule for the Healthy Indiana Plan, or HIP. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jill Sheridan reports, they say the new work requirement will leave too many Hoosiers without health insurance.
More than 400,000 Hoosiers are currently enrolled in HIP, Indiana's Medicaid expansion program. And last month, Indiana became the second state to receive federal permission to add a work requirement. Director of the Institute for Working Families, Jessica Frazier, says work requirements are largely ineffective in social assistance programs, including SNAP and TANF.
What tends to happen is we don't see big numbers of poverty reduction. We don't see big numbers of labor force participation climbing. And what we do see is a lot of folks losing those benefits.
The group says the people on HIP who can work are already working. They also may struggle to navigate the requirement process and lose their insurance. Indiana's rule does have a number of exemptions, including people who are going to school or caring for a disabled adult or child. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.
The group of organizations calling on Holcomb to reverse the work requirement decision includes the Indiana State Conference NAACP, Concerned Clergy of Indianapolis, Indiana Institute for Working Families, Hoosiers for a Common Sense Health Plan, Faith in Indiana, formerly IndyCan, and People of Faith for Access to Medicines.